The WBBL High School Basketball Game of the Week is brought to you locally by Vanderlaan Home Improvement, the home experts, by Metro Health Sports Medicine, open Saturday mornings to see your athlete, by Burger King and the Burger King High School Athlete of the Week, Celebration Cinema, where story happens, by J&H Family Stores, fueling West Michigan since 1969. Weller Self-Serve Auto Parts, 2525 Chicago Drive in Grand Rapids, and by O'Connor Shoes, selling quality comfort shoes and work boots for over 50 years in downtown Greenville. Now let's head to the court to join the voices of high school basketball, Dan Hasty and Marcus Bradman. Yeah, running down a dream
that never would come to me. Live from West Ottawa High School, good evening, everybody. It's time for High School Hoops on 107.3 WBBL. So glad to have you along with us for the final regular season game of the 2018 campaign. We come to you live from West Ottawa High School for one of the most highly anticipated matchups in all the west side of the state, and for that matter, for the rest of the Mitten in general. It's the West Ottawa Panthers taking on Grand Rapids Catholic Central, two heavyweights here on the west side of Michigan. Dan Hasty, so glad to have you along with us. This is our high school pregame show right here on 107.3 WBBL. West Ottawa comes in winners of their last three, 17 and 2 overall. They're led by Tyler Bosma, 15 and a half points per game. Also pulls down nearly 9 rebounds. Xavier Wade, the future Ferris State Bulldog, committed to play two ways, basketball and football, is in the starting lineup, averaging 13 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. We saw him a couple of weeks ago against Granville. Wasn't all that effective, but he'll have a chance in the final game of the season to make a statement here tonight. On the other side, Grand Rapids Catholic Central, they have been red hot. The winners of the last 14 games, 17-1 on the season. Marcus Bingham Jr., 21 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 blocks per contest. Just yesterday was named one of the 5 finalists for the Mr. Basketball Award in the state of Michigan. Very exciting honor for Marcus Bingham Jr., who is headed to Michigan State to play for Tom Izzo. Jake Polakovich is also a part of that Grand Rapids Catholic Central team. Polakovich is also a talented post player, has some offers at the Division II level. We've seen a number of teams, Grand Valley State, Northwood, Saginaw Valley State, all come interested in Jake Polakovich. So that's a look at this contest and some of the headlining players here tonight. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the starting lineups, and then we'll get you the tip-off between West Ottawa and Grand Rapids Catholic Central. It all comes up in just a couple of moments here on 107.3. Our keys to the game are next on WBBL.
It's time to get twisted at Twisted Rooster. From the Southwest Nachos, Loaded Stuffed Tater Tots, Twisted Mac and Cheese, Fish Tacos, and Twisted Turkey Burger, along with their famous cocktails, you're bound to get hooked. The menu's combination of dynamic flavors, paired with a mission for uncommon hospitality, will keep you coming back. Check out what's cooking by joining the eClub to receive exclusive specials and restaurant news. Sign up at twisted-rooster.com. Simply impeccable food and drinks at Twisted Rooster on the East Beltline in Grand Rapids.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great prepaid choice, according to Julius and Deb.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid,
you get 2 ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free.
And 2 lines for $75 a month.
Hey, I was going to say that.
Beat you to it.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contract.
No activation fee.
And AT&T's reliable network.
No hidden fees.
No credit check.
No compromises.
AT&T Prepaid has plans for people who like great prices.
Plans for people who like great deals.
Flexibility.
Reliability.
Customers named Deb.
Customers named Julius.
Customers in Springfield.
Customers not in Springfield.
The list is long.
Really long.
Thanks, Julius. Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome, announcer guy.
Hey, I was saying that.
No matter your reason, switch to AT&T Prepaid and get 2 free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and 2 lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. 2 for $75 per month requires 2 new lines of service on the $45 monthly plan each under a multi-line account. Account owner on autopay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
This is 107.3 WBBL Grand Rapids. Now, back to the action.
Just moments away from the Cougars and the Panthers. Battle of the Cats here at West Ottawa High School. Dan Hasty, pleasure to have you along with us. No Marcus Bradman tonight. We'll go ahead and take a look at some of our keys to the contest, and that's first looking really on both sides because it's become so important with the way they play defense both of these teams can suffocate you. So protecting the basketball is going to be huge. West Ottawa, who not only plays a full-court press-style defense more often than not, also playing in front of their home fans here tonight, the Black Hole, as they call it. It's a very excited group and a very loud and unique collection of students. So they're going to have to withstand the storm that they will get from that West Ottawa Black Hole, especially talking about Catholic Central. Otherwise, West Ottawa certainly will look to feed off of their home crowd. Another one is get a hand in someone's face, and it's difficult, especially if you're West Ottawa against the front line here for Catholic Central. Jake Polakovic, who has some height, and also Marcus Bingham Jr., who are 6'8 and 6'10 respectively. A couple of players who have a lot of abilities to score in the post. It's going to be on guys like Tyler Bosma in order to create some defensive presence and contest some shots in order to make sure that Bingham and Polakovic don't get off to big starts. That's a look at some of our keys to the contest. West Ottawa will be in their home whites tonight. They have senior day here at West Ottawa High School. There are 9 seniors on the roster for this team that's headed up by Steve Windemuller. They had them on the court before the ball game. Xavier Wade, John Hoffmeyer, Tyler Bosma, Nick Wehrmeyer, Sean Cavanaugh, his brother Liam Cavanaugh, Chet Johnson, Drew Peterson, Danny DeForest, among others, who were all honored on the court before this contest. Actually, a pretty cool scene. All the parents came on the court with their players, and you usually see that for senior night. That's pretty much par for the course. But what they actually did was even more exciting. Was there's a tradition here at West Ottawa, and they're actually lining up to do it right now, is that they dive in 4 different directions on the court. You'll hear it here momentarily. It's the signature move here at West Ottawa. Diving after every loose ball and playing hard. And they actually had the parents who walked the kids out, all the parents actually spaced out and did it. Very cool scene here at West Ottawa High School. Catholic Central sporting their road blue tops for this contest with Catholic Central written across the chest, the home whites for West Ottawa here tonight. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll get you those starting lineups and the tip-off. It's the Cougars and the Panthers. West Ottawa facing Grand Rapids Catholic Central tonight. Tip-off is next right here on 107.3 WBBL.
Monster Jam Triple Threat Series, where the best drivers in the world go head-to-head. 7 events, 3 vehicles, every second counts. Brought to you by Metro PCS. The fun begins at the pit party, where you can meet the drivers, get autographs, take pictures, and see the trucks up close. Plus, staff valid event ticket to enter pit party. Get your free pit party pass at participating Metro PCS locations. See pit party pass for details and restrictions. Coming to Van Andel Arena, March 9th through 11th. Lock in your seats today.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great prepaid choice, according to Julius and Deb.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid,
you get 2 ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free.
And 2 lines for $75 a month.
Hey, I was gonna say that.
Beat you to it.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contract.
No activation fee.
And AT&T's reliable network.
No hidden fees.
No credit check.
No compromises.
AT&T Prepaid has plans for people who like great prices.
Plans for people who like great deals.
Flexibility.
Reliability.
Customers named Deb.
Customers named Julius.
Customers in Springfield.
Customers not in Springfield.
The list is long.
Really long.
Thanks, Julius. Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome, announcer guy.
Hey, I was saying that.
No matter your reason, switch to AT&T Prepaid and get 2 free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and 2 lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. 2 for $75 per month requires 2 new lines of service on the $45 monthly plan each under a multi-line account. Account owner on autopay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Hey, animal lovers, join us Monday, March 12th for the Humane Society of West Michigan's 6th annual Paws, Claws, and Corks. Sample fine wines, enjoy tastes of Grand Rapids' best restaurants, and bid on exciting packages including adventures, trips, wine, sports memorabilia, and much more. And most importantly, money raised will benefit the Humane Society of West Michigan in their mission to promote the humane treatment and responsible care of animals in our community. Get your tickets now at pawsclawsandcorks.com.
AutoGas gives you peace of mind. The others just give you gas. Propane gas will warm your home or your fire or your grill. Nothing else will do the job like good old propane will. Buy from those you trust, 'cause safety is a must.
Alto Gas gives you peace of mind. The others just give you gas.
It's time to get twisted at Twisted Rooster. From the Southwest Nachos, Loaded Stuffed Tater Tots, Twisted Mac and Cheese, Fish Tacos, and Twisted Turkey Burger, along with their famous cocktails, you're bound to get hooked. The menu's combination of dynamic flavors, paired with a mission for uncommon hospitality, will keep you coming back. Check out what's cooking by joining the E-Club to receive exclusive specials and restaurant news. Sign up at twisted-rooster.com. Simply impeccable food and drinks at Twisted Rooster on the East Beltline in Grand Rapids.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to creditkarma.com/radio. That's creditkarma.com/radio.
Hey, this is Eric Zane, and it's time to nominate a high school athlete you know for the WBBL Burger King High School Athlete of the Week. If you know a high school athlete that you think is deserving, then it's time to make that nomination. Go to WBBL.com and submit the entry today. Each week, we'll select one person to be the Athlete of the Week. We'll feature their accomplishments on the radio, and they'll get a plaque. And that person may be awarded the Athlete of the Year. Make that nomination at WBBL.com. Family, friends, coaches, ADs, submit now to WBBL.com for the Burger King High School Athlete of the Week.
This is 107.3 WBBL Grand Rapids. Now, back to the action.
Back here at West Ottawa High School, we're ready to tip it up. It's the Cougars and the Panthers here on this Thursday night. Final game of the regular season before we hit the MHSAA tournament. A chance to get into the playoffs. And let's quickly look at those starting lineups for this contest. First, for visiting Catholic Central, they have Austin Braun and Devin Boyd in the backcourt, Daryl Belcher, and down low it's the dynamic front court of Marcus Bingham Jr. and Jake Polakovic. West Ottawa looks with Xavier Wade. He has the basketball as the ball is tipped and controlled by West Ottawa into the hands of its point guard, and we are underway. Nick Wehrmeyer and Tyler Bosma alongside Liam Cavanaugh and Drew Peterson as Cavanaugh tried to shoot it to Bosma into the basket. Overshot him out of bounds. It goes back to Catholic Central. So again, for the Cougars, Catholic Central has the junior Austin Braun, sophomore Devin Boyd, the junior Daryl Belcher alongside seniors Marcus Bingham Jr. and Jake Polakovic. On the West Ottawa side, seniors Xavier Wade and Tyler Bosma lead this Panthers team that's had a whole lot of success this year. Fellow seniors Nick Wehrmeyer, Liam Cavanaugh, and Drew Peterson round out the starting five for Steve Windemuller. Catholic Central basketball, they've got it. With it on the left side is Austin Braun, who had 15 assists in one of his recent games for Catholic Central. Trying to dump it to the near side, Belcher has it, back to Braun up top. Braun goes back to Belcher, left side, looks to the baseline, gets it to Bingham, back out, Braun, catch and shoot. No, he pulls it back down. Now he sends it to Belcher, gets to the free throw line, shoots, misses it off the back of the rim. West Ottawa pulls down the rebound. Panthers with it. Left side ball in the hands of Xavier Wade. Goes to Liam Cavanaugh, right side, drives to the elbow. Pull-up jumper is banks in, sinks it, and it's 2-0. Liam Cavanaugh scores the first points of this contest. Catholic Central basketball. Austin Braun has it left side. Thought about the three. Pulls it back down. Catholic Central is going to have to find a way to match this potent offense for the Panthers. Here's a three. Marcus Bingham lets it fly. Missed it. Rebound Panthers. Bingham got a long corner look. Couldn't sink it. Panthers have it. Pedersen drives the lane. Kicks it out. Open three. Wehrmeyer. He hits it. 5-0 West Ottawa here. Just a minute and a half in. Catholic Central now with the basketball, looking for their first points. Two empty possessions so far for the Cougars. Austin Braun goes underneath to Marcus Bingham, found some space, waits for traffic to clear, lays it up and scores. But when you're 6'10", you don't really have to do a whole lot more than what Bingham did on that play. Liam Cavanaugh sends it back out, open three, Wehrmeyer from the corner, a little bit too long, comes down to Catholic Central, Austin Braun rebounds, to the basket he goes, lays it up, blocked from behind, Tyler Bosma knocks it away. Xavier Wade grabs it, tried to throw it up ahead, taken away by Marcus Bingham. And now he will play his point forward position, brings the ball across the timeline, that long arm to the law, taking that pass away as Bingham was able to step into the passing lane. Near side, Darryl Belcher looks for Bingham underneath, goes to the near side. Ball in the hands of Devin Boyd. Into Bingham, out to Belcher. Shot fake, gets it to the near side corner. Driving the baseline, sends it out. Bingham has it. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line, halfway down, and it rolls in. Four quick points for Marcus Bingham Jr. It's 5-4 West Ottawa. 5:12 to go. Pedersen catches near side. Long gun from the corner. Missed it. Fight for the rebound. Comes out of bounds off of West Ottawa. And Catholic Central gets it back. Good crowd on hand for this one. All the stands in front of us and perpendicular to us, out ahead of us. And behind the basket to our right is the black hole. That's where the West Ottawa student section is. It's a bit of a hike from Catholic Central to get out here to West Ottawa. It's about 45 minutes away. One of the longer trips that Catholic Central has to make over the course of a year. They've got the basketball. Austin Braun has it near side, looking for Bingham underneath. They don't have him. Now they float it to him on the baseline. Waits. Now he gets a shot blocked by Tyler Bosma. Boy, the 6'6 Bosma just skied up and blocked 6'10 Marcus Bingham. Now in return, he picks off a pass. Near side, gets it to Belcher, runs the lane, drops it off Polakovich, had it stripped away. Who else? Tyler Bosma's got it. Back and forth we go. Liam Cavanaugh runs the lane, pass Bingham, lays it up and scores. Liam Cavanaugh makes it 7-4. Four quick points for Liam Cavanaugh. Devin Boyd to the baseline. Marcus Bingham has it, pull-up jumper from six, swish. Bingham's got six. That's all 6 points for Catholic Central. 7-6 West Ottawa. 3:55 to go first quarter. So happy to have you along with us here on this Thursday night. We're so used to the Friday night high school basketball schedule. Tyler Bosma's shot is blocked and knocked away by Marcus Bingham Jr. Out of bounds it goes. It goes back to the Cougars. Catholic Central basketball with 3:43 to go. 7-6 our score. West Ottawa likes to play a 2-3 zone. That's what they settle into here. Austin Braun has the basketball for Catholic Central. Uses a left arm dribble. Points out with his right hand the directions for his offense. To the far side, Darryl Belcher's got it. Two-arm pass back to the top. Braun lets the alley-oop fly to Belcher. He slams it home, but on his way to the hoop, an offensive foul. Boy, oh boy. That's a big issue there. So a foul there on Catholic Central. Not sure who the foul's on. They're not putting it on the scoreboard at all. Believe it was on Jake Polakovich. They go out down the lane running to the basket. They flip it out open. Wehrmeyer for three. Missed it off the back of the iron. Here's a look for a three. Devin Boyd bangs it off the back of the rim. Catholic Central gets a rebound, sends it back out. Austin Braun, a three of his own. He missed it. Halfway down, came out. Liam Cavanaugh gets the rebound for West Ottawa. Here come the Panthers. Left side, Wehrmeyer. Quick fade pass down to Bosma. Waits, shoots, misses, tips it back up, and got his own rebound. He scores. Tyler Bosma's first points. 9-6 West Ottawa, 2:30 to go in the first. Catholic Central with it. Braun near side. Belcher's got it. Sizes up a three. Takes it. Missed it. Halfway down. Came out. Offensive rebound. Jake Polakovich is there. Lays it back up and scores. First points for Polakovich. 9-8. Now with the basketball, West Ottawa. They get it into Tyler Bosma. Drops it off for Liam Cavanaugh. Beautiful wraparound pass. Lays it up and scores. 11-8. Another bucket for Cavanaugh. He's got a quick six. Catholic Central has it now with 1:58 to go. They're down 11-8. West Ottawa with a three-point lead. Down the lane, Belcher goes up with a right hand, shoots, misses. May have gotten partially blocked. West Ottawa rebound. Xavier Wade down the lane, flips up a shot with the left hand, rolls it down. 13-8. West Ottawa with a five-point lead. It's their biggest lead in this quarter. 1:36 to go. Catholic Central basketball. Belcher has taken a ton of shots in the early going. Gives it back to Austin Braun. Now to Belcher, looking for Bingham. Goes near side, Devin Boyd in the corner. A 2-3 defense for West Ottawa, presenting problems for Catholic Central. To Belcher, launches a three, missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound West Ottawa. Belcher's really taking it upon himself, but he's having little success. Bosma, far side, Pedersen runs the lane. Got it tipped away and out of bounds by Austin Braun. It's last touched by Catholic Central. Substitutions for the Cougars. Michael Bingham, the younger brother of Marcus Bingham, has checked in. Belcher comes back to the bench. Maybe some words from TJ Mearman about not shooting it every time he touches it. Andrew Pedersen shoots a three, missed it. Rebound Catholic Central. Jake Polakovich pulled that one down. To the basket, Austin Braun flips it over to Mike Elbingham, turns and shoots, rattles around and goes down. Mike El's no slouch. He's 6'6" and just a sophomore. Probably assume he's got another couple of inches to grow before he's done here. Near side, Tyler Bosma's got the basketball and lost the handle momentarily. Devin Boyd knocked it free, but he retains possession, gets it back, floats an alley-oop up for Wade, lost the handle, Catholic Central takes it back. Down the lane, Catholic Central misses with Devin Boyd, but Jake Polakovich is there to lay it back up and in. 13-12, 24 seconds to go in the first quarter. Panthers basketball, Xavier Wade. And the Panthers can control for the last shot if they like. They take it to Bosma. Top of the key three. He hits it. Tyler Bosma scores with 10 seconds to go. 6 seconds, five. Devin Boyd into the lane. Floats one off the iron. And he gets it to fall as the clock expires. On the other side, West Ottawa tried a half-court three. Missed it. But an interesting and very tightly played first quarter. Not a whole lot of turnovers and a whole lot of offense. It's 16-14, West Ottawa with a two-point lead. We're through 8 minutes of play. Second quarter next, 107.3 WBBL.
Hey, animal lovers. Join us Monday, March 12th for the Humane Society of West Michigan's 6th annual Paws, Claws, and Corks. Sample fine wines, enjoy tastes of Grand Rapids' best restaurants, and bid on exciting packages including adventures, trips, wine, sports memorabilia, and much more. And most importantly, money raised will benefit the Humane Society of West Michigan in their mission to promote the humane treatment and responsible care of animals in our community. Get your tickets now at pawsclawsandcorks.com.
Auto Gas gives you peace of mind. The others just give you gas. Propane gas will warm your home or your fire or your grill. Nothing else will do the job like good old propane will. Buy from those you trust, 'cause safety is a must. Auto Gas gives you peace of mind. The others just give you gas.
This is 107.3 WBBL Grand Rapids. Now, back to the action.
Second quarter, 16-14. West Ottawa with a two-point lead over Catholic Central. Welcome back. Dan Hastie along with you on this Thursday night. High school basketball's final game of the regular season. Two very talented teams. Catholic Central has the basketball to start off in the second quarter. Between these two teams, they've only lost three games. Marcus Bingham has it left side. He'll fire a mile-long three, and it's good! Marcus Bingham, one of the top players in the state, hits the long gun. 17-16, first lead for Catholic Central today. Xavier Wade to the basket for West Ottawa. Got bumped and fouled. He'll shoot free throws. That's a Devin Boyd foul. That's his first. So two free throws coming for West Ottawa. Xavier Wade, who has two so far to his name, makes the first free throw. Future Ferris State Bulldog, Xavier Wade. He's set to play basketball and football, giving him an opportunity to play both of those sports in his college pursuit. Second free throw is up and in. 18-17, West Ottawa gets their lead back. Near side, Devin Boyd bounces it down to Polakovich. Got it poked away and taken away. Xavier Wade stepped in front of a pass. He's got it, gets it near side, and on his way to get rid of the basketball, he walked with it. It's a travel on the Panthers. Goes back to Catholic Central with 7-16 to play. First half, 8. We'll have this week in the MHSAA with our good buddy John Johnson. Catholic Central basketball, they've got it in the hands of Marcus Bingham in the left corner. Far side, they flip the court back to Michael Bingham to the top of the key. Devin Boyd's got it. Looking for Polakovich, nearly walk with the basketball. Goes left side, Devin Boyd. Near side, Bingham Carries it, puts it down, picks it up. Near side it goes. Devin Boyd open for three. Shoots, misses it. Tipped back up, missed it. Bingham couldn't get it to go. Polakovich pulls down the rebound. A hard-nosed rebound. Almost got the follow, but he was fouled, and he'll go to the line. That's a Tyler Bosma foul. That's one on Tyler Bosma. Free throws coming for Polakovich, who's got a nice allotment of Division II college basketball offers. Substitutions. Liam Cavanaugh comes back into the game. Bosma and Wehrmeyer go to the bench. West Ottawa also sends senior John Hoffmeyer into the contest. Second free throw, and Polakovich hits. But Polakovich has schools like Northwood, as well as Saginaw Valley State University. Grand Valley also said to be in on him, as is Lake Superior State. Panthers have the basketball. Right side, Hoffmeyer's got it. Goes to the top. Open Cavanaugh. Catch and shoot three. Halfway down, popped out. Rebound, Catholic Central. Michael Bingham has it. Stretch pass ahead for Polakovich. Had to throw it to save it. Nearly threw it off of Cavanaugh, but Cavanaugh knew it was coming. Grabbed the basketball and kept it in for West Ottawa. That's a heads-up play by Liam Cavanaugh. Near side corner, Hoffmeyer traveled with the basketball on his way to the hoop. It's a turnover. Catholic Central gets it back. We're tied at 18. 6:09 to play here in the second quarter. Substitutions for both teams. Darryl Belcher is back for Catholic Central. He'll spell Devin Boyd. Xavier Wade goes to the bench for West Ottawa. In his stead is Jason Fairfield. 6:03 to go. Ball in the hands of Darryl Belcher. Left side he goes to Austin Braun. Navigates, finds space in the lane. Pops, stops, and it drops. Got it to go. Austin Braun. To 20-18, Catholic Central with a lead. Now ball in the hands of Liam Cavanaugh. Hands it off. Gets it to Pedersen. To Fairfield, near side. Top of the key, he's got it. They go to Hoffmeyer, down to the baseline. Cavanaugh finds some room, skies to the basket, reverse basket. Is off the underside of the rim and comes down to Catholic Central. Here's Devin Austin Braun with it now to Michael Bingham. Stretch pass across the court, trying to get it back to Belcher, and it was Marcus who threw it away. He overshot his intended receiver. Well, Marcus is 6'10", and Belcher is 6'2", so you can see why that pass may have overshot him a tad. Timeout, 5:17 to play in the half. 20-18, Catholic Central with a 2-point lead over the Panthers of West Ottawa here on 107.3 WBBL.
It's time to get twisted at Twisted Rooster. From the Southwest Nachos, loaded stuffed tater tots, twisted mac and cheese, fish tacos, and twisted turkey burger, along with their famous cocktails, you're bound to get hooked. The menu's combination of dynamic flavors, paired with a mission for uncommon hospitality, will keep you coming back. Check out what's cooking by joining the E-Club to receive exclusive specials and restaurant news. Sign up at twisted-rooster.com. Simply impeccable food and drinks at Twisted Rooster on the East Beltline in Grand Rapids.
This is 107.3 WBBL Grand Rapids. Now back to the action.
5:17 to play. Catholic Central with a 20-18 lead over West Ottawa. Dan Hasty, pleasure to have you back. Big Ten tournament going on in New York City today, opening up with its first round of games. Number 15, Michigan, just able to sneak by Iowa, 77-71. Michigan State set to play tomorrow against Wisconsin. Give you a look at some of those scores a little bit more as we continue. West Ottawa with the basketball. They've got it with Pedersen at the top. Goes right side, Liam Cavanaugh. Far stretch pass. Bosma's in the open corner for three. Shoots, misses it. Rebound comes down. Catholic Central. Belcher skied up around the competition to grab that basketball. Goes near side. Austin Braun thought of the three. Passed it up. Sends it back to the top. Belcher with it. Back to Braun. Another thought. Decides to pull it back. Boy, Braun always thinks about it, doesn't necessarily pull the trigger. To the baseline, Polakovich shoots and misses everything. It's an air ball. Comes down to the Panthers, and they're going to let Polakovich hear it. Bosma's got it, puts it down, gives it to a streaking Hoffmeyer. Shot is blocked, and a goaltend has been called on Marcus Bingham in Catholic Central. Marcus Bingham who's able to get in so many lanes, give Hoffmeyer the hoop. It's one thing we know, don't hassle the Hoff. We've learned that over the course of pop culture. Catholic Central has the basketball. We're tied at 20. Nearly throwing it away was Catholic Central, and they're unable to save it. It's taken back by the Panthers. It was an awkward-looking exchange at the half-court line. Ball goes down low. Pedersen got denied by Polakovic. Turns it back out. Now sends it baseline. Bosma shoots. Misses it. Halfway down. Popped out. Catholic Central rebounds. Bosma's had a tough start from the field. Now Belcher's got it. Down the lane he goes. Flips it up and scores. A little teardrop shot. Nobody was covering. Daryl Belcher, who hits his first bucket. It's 22-20. Catholic Central with a two-point lead over West Ottawa. 3:42 to play. Jason Fairfield bounces it down low. They get it to Liam Cavanaugh. Halfway shot, missed it. Got his own offensive rebound and lays it up to score. Cavanaugh with eight, tied at 22. 3.5 to go in the half. Belcher's got it down the lane. Another shot. This one rolls around. He missed it. Panthers rebound. Polakovic went to the floor to pick it up. West Ottawa able to take the basketball. Ball in the hands of Drew Pedersen. Being guarded there by Marcus Bingham. Goes right side. Over to Bosma. They haven't had a lot of chances to get Bingham involved offensively. It's probably by design. West Ottawa is good at isolating another team's best player. Here's a three for Hoffmeyer. Bangs off the back of the rim. Comes down. Catholic Central rebounds. Ahead it goes. Daryl Belcher right side. Stutter steps. Pulls it down. Sends it back to the top. Braun's open. Launches a three. Rings it home. Austin Braun makes it 25-22. Catholic Central. Pass underneath. Fairfield had it. Didn't have anything he liked. Sends it back. Bosma bodies up to the basket against Polakovic. Lays it in. And now ball goes out of bounds after Bosma scored. And the ball was deflected by Bosma off of Catholic Central and out of bounds. So West Ottawa keeps it. Substitutions. Marcus Bingham checks out. Ethan Lott, the sophomore, checks in for Catholic Central. Bosma runs the baseline. Far side, Xavier Wade to Hoffmeyer at the top. West Ottawa trails Catholic Central. 25-24, Grand Rapids Catholic Central with a one-point lead. 2:20 to go in the half. Wade to Hoffmeyer, far side, back to the top. Bosma near side, Pedersen fakes the pass to Wade on his left. Now he wings it left over to Tyler Bosma. Looking underneath, doesn't have anything. Pulls it down, gives it to Cavanaugh on the left elbow. Tried to send it out, swatted away by Ethan Lott and Catholic Central. They take it back. Diego Ledesma's checked in for the first time for the Cougars. Daryl Belcher has it left side. Back to Braun. Sizes up the three, thinking about it, pulls it down. And now will command his troops with a minute 50 to go. And Catholic Central leading by one, 25-24. Down the lane goes Braun. Feeds it out. Belcher open in the left side corner for three. Rolls it off the front of the rim. West Ottawa rebounds. Hoffmeyer grabs it. He's got Ledesma right behind him. Ends up picking it up. Going to the baseline for Pedersen. Backs it up. Sends it to Bosma. Far side Wade. Thought about the three. Pulls it down. Attacks the rack. Drops it off for Bosma. Lays it up and scores with the left hand. And West Ottawa takes a 26-25 lead. Give two more points to Bosma. He's got nine. And now Catholic Central down by a point. They've got the basketball. 26-25 West Ottawa. Kickball is called as Ledesma tried to feed it to the right baseline for Polakovic. Kicked by West Ottawa. Out of bounds. Stays with Catholic Central. Substitutions. Austin Braun, Jake Polakovic check out. Marcus Bingham back into the ballgame for Catholic Central. Ledesma gets it in to Ethan Lott, who flips it over his head and into the area behind the timeline. It's no over and back. It was grabbed by Catholic Central. Daryl Belcher's got it. Devin Boyd is back. A couple of sophomores on the floor right now. Devin Boyd goes near side. Belcher, quick pass underneath, deflected and out of bounds off of West Ottawa. Catholic Central's lucky. They actually had a player out there, Ledesma, try to save it. He couldn't do it. But it ends up staying with Catholic Central regardless. 50.9 seconds to go here in the second quarter. West Ottawa 26, Grand Rapids Catholic Central 25. Pass is deflected on the inbound, taken away by West Ottawa. Ahead to Pedersen, streaks to the basket, lays it up, misses it. Catholic Central rebound, a whole bunch of contact to our left. No whistle. With the basketball is Diego Ledesma for Catholic Central. Down the lane, spins it up, missed it. Offensive rebound, got it himself. Lays it back up, missed it. West Ottawa gets the rebound with 30 seconds to go. Ahead, Pedersen. Catch and shoot three from the right corner off the back of the rim. Offensive rebound and a foul on Catholic Central under the hoop. It's not going to lead to free throws. It's an Ethan Lott foul. That's his first. Substitutions, Austin Braun and Jake Polakovic come back. Diego Ledesma checks out, as does Ethan Lott. Panthers keep it with 25.9 seconds to go. They can hold for the last shot if they so choose. They get it in momentarily. They tried to get it to Bosma. Out of bounds. It went off of the Cougars. It stays with West Ottawa. 25.2 seconds to play. West Ottawa keeps the basketball. They've got a one-point lead, looking to add more to it. They get it in. Bosma, catch and shoot. Off the glass. Got it to go. Catholic Central's got it with 16 seconds. They can hold for the final shot. They're down by three. This has been everything we imagined this game could be. Very close game. 7 seconds. Six. Five. To the sideline. Devin Boyd has it around contact. Flips it up. Missed it. Ball out of bounds. And as the ball goes out of bounds, time runs out. And that's the end of half number one. Our score at halftime, 28-25. West Ottawa with a three-point lead over Catholic Central. Let's take a quick 30-second timeout, and then we'll come back with the start of our halftime show. We'll give you the stats from that first half, and then we'll give you this week in the MHSAA with our buddy John Johnson right here. It's halftime on 107.3 WBBL. Our score, 28-25, West Ottawa with a three-point lead over Catholic Central.
Auto Gas gives you peace of mind. The others just give you gas. Propane gas will warm your home or your fire or your grill. Nothing else will do the job like good old propane will. Buy from those you trust, cause safety is a must. Auto Gas gives you peace of mind, the others just give you gas.
Now it's time for the 107.3 WBBL Halftime Show, brought to you by Burger King and the Burger King High School Athlete of the Week. If you have a high school athlete that you'd like to nominate, go to WBBL.com and click on the Burger King Athlete of the Week tab. Now with first half stats, analysis, and scores from around West Michigan, here's Dan Hasty and Marcus Bradman.
Welcome back, 28-25, West Ottawa with a three-point lead over Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Dan Hasty, pleasure to have you along with us here from West Ottawa High School. Interesting first half we saw, a little bit of back-and-forth action in that contest, and no surprise, these two teams have had so much success this year. It's going to be a shock regardless of who loses tonight. Catholic Central has won their last 14 games. They're 17-1. This season. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of those first half stats. For West Ottawa, they have the leading scorer so far in this game, and it's no surprise. Tyler Bosma, who has been their leading scorer all season long, is leading the Panthers. He's got 11 points out of the chute. Liam Cavanaugh, one of their kind of energy slash muscle players under the basket, is off to a nice start. He's got 8 points. Nick Wehrmeyer hit a three, as well as 2 points apiece for Xavier Wade and John Hoffmeyer. On the other side for Catholic Central, we had a pretty defensive battle in that first half. Didn't have a whole bunch of points, just a 28-25 halftime score. West Ottawa with a three-point lead over Catholic Central. As for the Cougars, Marcus Bingham Jr. with 9 points to lead the Cougars. Austin Braun and Jake Polakovic both with 5, 2 points apiece for Daryl Belcher and Michael Bingham. So that's a look at some of the numbers here from our first half. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have This Week in the MHSAA. Our buddy John Johnson is ready to rock and roll, give you all the latest and greatest from the MHSAA. It's hard to believe that we're almost at playoff time, as the teams all from around the state are still vying to make an appearance at the Breslin Center in East Lansing. It all continues as our halftime coverage rolls on. Again, it's halftime. Our score, West Ottawa 28, Grand Rapids Catholic Central 25, in this all-important game here on the west side of the state. This Week in the MHSAA is right around the corner here. It's halftime at 107.3 WBBL.
It's time to get twisted at Twisted Rooster. From the Southwest Nachos, Loaded Stuffed Tater Tots, Twisted Mac and Cheese, Fish Tacos, and Twisted Turkey Burger, along with their famous cocktails, you're bound to get hooked. The menu's combination of dynamic flavors, paired with a mission for uncommon hospitality, will keep you coming back. Check out what's cooking by joining the eClub to receive exclusive specials and restaurant news. Sign up at twisted-rooster.com. Simply impeccable food and drinks at Twisted Rooster on the East Beltline in Grand Rapids.
Your heart and vascular system demands excellence. Find it at Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, where teams of world-class specialists provide cardiovascular treatments every single day. When it's critical, discover care your heart and vascular system can depend on. It's happening here. Metro Health, University of Michigan Health. Online at metrohealthhv.net.
Alto Gas gives you peace of mind. The others just give you gas. Propane gas will warm your home or your fire or your grill. Nothing else will do the job like good old propane will. Buy from those you trust, cause safety is a must. Alto Gas gives you peace of mind, the others just give you gas.
The Huge Show, weekdays from 3 to 6 on your West Michigan sports leader. 1073 WBBL-FM Greenville, Grand Rapids, a Cumulus station.
Have you heard about the herd? Die for the ball and good optics, bad optics. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. High school sports have always been a point of pride in communities across the state, and it need not just be between the lines. Case in point, Buchanan High School, which emerged as the champion in the 7th annual Battle of the Fans, an MHSEA Student Advisory Council program designed to identify the top student cheering section in the state. Buchanan's herd won out over Boyne City and Petoskey for this year's top honor, and senior Jessica Lee talked about the community support they received.
I think we're a really big part of the community. We definitely, this all couldn't have been possible without the community. All the support from the teachers, staff, businesses, that they put good luck to the herd, and just the whole town has supported us. So I think they're a really big part of the herd. So I think we both represent each other in a way.
Buchanan won a previous Battle of the Fans title in 2013. The herd, the Rambler Rowdies from Boyne City, and the Blue Crew from Petoskey will all be honored at the boys' basketball semifinals in a few weeks. You can read more about the Battle of the Fans on the second half page of the MHSA website. Our Sparrow Health Game balls this week go out to Monday's MHSAA skiing champions, the Marquette girls, which won their third straight, and the boys team, which won its sixth consecutive Division I title at Boyne Mountain. In Division II, Houghton Hancock took the top spot for the girls, and Petoskey made it a record-tying eight straight in the boys finals. You can't supplement a poor diet. Contrary to marketing campaigns, why risk your health? Fuel your body with nutritious foods and work hard. That's the ticket to proven success. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
In just about every single basketball game that's played during the season, a player will hustle and dive for a loose ball that's on the floor. As that player dives and tries to gain possession of the ball on the floor, yells from every corner of the gym come screaming for a call of traveling. This is one of the more misunderstood situations under basketball rules. Once that player dives for the loose ball on the floor and gains possession, there are two ways in which they're guilty of a traveling violation. The first is if the player takes the ball and attempts to stand up, or the second, the player rolls over from their back to the front or front to back. Other than that, that's a legal play and the ball remains in play.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go to the MHSAA website now to be a referee. One time at an MHSAA tournament final, I saw an interesting contrast between two teams and how they handled defeat. One team incredibly gracious, upbeat, positive, proud of being in the finals, knowing there were hundreds of other schools which wanted to be there, cherishing the moment and looking to the future. The other team? It looked like losing in the state finals was the worst thing that ever happened to them. Shamed. Every kid giving their medal back to the coach. Just reporting the facts here, folks. Just telling you what I saw. Good optics and bad optics. A big weekend coming up for MHSAA TV. Every match on every mat. 20 mats, in fact. We'll have live streaming video of the individual wrestling finals from Ford Field in Detroit on Friday and Saturday. And both days, you can also catch all of the girls' competitive cheer finals from the Deltaplex in Grand Rapids. Your $9.95 subscription is also good for coverage the next 3 weekends at hockey and basketball. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now at Advance, premium oil brands like Castrol, Mobil, Valvoline, and Pennzoil are all on sale. Choose 5 quarts and an oil filter starting as low as $23.99 for your oil change. Only at Advance or participating Carquest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valvoline bottles may vary by store.
It's time to get twisted at Twisted Rooster. From the Southwest Nachos, Loaded Stuffed Tater Tots, Twisted Mac and Cheese, Fish Tacos, and Twisted Turkey Burger, along with their famous cocktails, you're bound to get hooked. The menu's combination of dynamic flavors, paired with a mission for uncommon hospitality, will keep you coming back. Check out what's cooking by joining the E-Club to receive exclusive specials and restaurant news. Sign up at twisted-rooster.com. Simply impeccable food and drinks at Twisted Rooster on the East Beltline in Grand Rapids.
Alto Gas gives you peace of mind. The others just give you gas. Propane gas will warm your home or your fire or your grill. Nothing else will do the job like good old propane will. Buy from those you trust, 'cause safety is a must. Alto Gas gives you peace of mind, the others just give you gas.
Your heart and vascular system demands excellence. Find it at Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, where teams of world-class specialists provide cardiovascular treatments every single day. When it's critical, discover care your heart and vascular system can depend on. It's happening here. Metro Health, University of Michigan Health. Online at metrohealthhv.net.
This is 107.3 WBBL Grand Rapids. Now, back to the action.
Welcome back, everybody. We're still waiting for the start of quarter number three between West Ottawa and Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Did some honoring at half court during our intermission. Hope you enjoyed this week in the MHSAA. Here's a look at some of the games going on around the top 25 in the Big Ten tournament. We told you number 15 Michigan beat Iowa earlier today, 77-71. Charles Matthews had 16 points and 8 rebounds. Elsewhere, another final from that tournament. Wisconsin, they beat Maryland 59-54. That allows the Badgers to go on to play Michigan State in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. That game will take place tomorrow. Wisconsin playing Michigan State very tough last time those two teams saw one another. Rutgers and Indiana will play coming up around 9 o'clock tonight. You'll be able to catch that game. We'll join that one in progress right here on 107.3. The game in progress, Penn State leading Northwestern 45-43. Keep an eye on that one. Tony Carr's already got 15 points for Penn State. Top 25 action. Keeping an eye on a couple of games in particular. Number 11, Wichita State visiting UCF, Central Florida tonight. The Shockers leading UCF. The Golden Knights 36-31. Just starting the second half of that game. Number one team in the land, Virginia, is in action. They're visiting Louisville tonight. Louisville unranked and obviously has been marred by the scandals that have preceded them heading into this season. Number 24, Middle Tennessee, hosts Western Kentucky tonight. 10th-ranked Cincinnati visits Tulane. And number 19, Arizona, who will, in fact, have Sean Miller head coach their team tonight, be the head coach of their team tonight as they take on Stanford in a Pac-12 matchup. All eyes were on the athletic department at the University of Arizona to figure out how they were going to play the situation with Sean Miller, allegedly caught in a wiretap by the FBI, saying that he was going to pay an athlete to play at his school, but he has come out vehemently denied those allegations, and now it comes out today that there may not be something that ESPN had been reporting over the course of the last couple of days. So we'll see how it plays out. Someone's going to be right, someone's going to be wrong. We'll see how that turns out in the next couple of days. But that's a look along the latest and greatest in the college landscape. As the professional side, no Pistons tonight, just a short slate of games. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. We're back to live action. West Ottawa starts with the basketball here in the third quarter. Liam Cavanaugh controls. He's got it. And now hands to Tyler Bosma, who had a fantastic first half. He had 11 points. 28-25, West Ottawa with a three-point lead over Catholic Central. Bosma, left side, nearly threw it away. It's out of bounds off of Catholic Central. Belcher got a hand in there to swat it away from his intended receiver. Bosma will inbound for the Panthers. Gets it in. Xavier Wade has the basketball. He's really struggled against bigger competition. Basketball goes to Liam Cavanaugh. Shots up, blocked by Bingham. Goes right back to the Panthers. Bosma has it. Crossover dribble to the basket. Drops it off. Cavanaugh's under the hoop. Flips it up. Rolls it around and goes down. Liam Cavanaugh has 10. 30-25, West Ottawa has matched their biggest lead of the day. And now they take away a basketball on a steal. Bosma ahead, way down the lane, slams it home. That was all Bosma getting it ahead to Wade, who was able to slam it down with two hands. 32-25, Catholic Central down by 7. Austin Braun with it. Between his legs, dribble down the lane, flips it baseline. Bingham, catch and shoot, nails it. Bingham's got 11, 32-27. Catholic Central needed that hoop. To the top, Liam Cavanaugh controls. Looks for somewhere to go. Finally goes near side to Xavier Wade. Flips it down to Bosma. Fakes the pass, turns, shoots, scores. 13 for Bosma, 34-27. West Ottawa with a 7-point lead once again, 6:16 to go. Catholic Central has the basketball in the right corner. Tyler Boyd spits it back to the top of the key. Austin Braun to the far side. In the corner is Marcus Bingham. Puts it down. Lost the handle momentarily. Saves it back to the top. Gets it out. Belcher worked his way in. Now pulls it back out. It's swatted out of bounds. Pedersen got a hand in there for West Ottawa. It'll stay with Catholic Central with 5:58 to play here in the third quarter. Looked a little sloppy there for Catholic Central, but they were able to maintain possession. No shot clock in the high school game. Catholic Central can take as much time as they like. Ball goes down to Polakovich. He got bumped and fouled by West Ottawa. See who this foul's on. This is a B.A. Bosma foul. Second foul on Tyler Bosma. He's the only player in this game with two fouls and arguably the most important West Ottawa Panther. Ball is deflected on the inbound, taken away by West Ottawa. Ahead to Xavier Wade. Down the lane, another try to dunk. This time he missed it. Halfway down and came out. Catholic Central grabs the rebound. Belcher bounce pass ahead, swatted away and taken away by the Panthers again. Boy, Catholic Central just being very careless with the basketball. Pedersen catches near side, puts it down, drives to the hoop, shoots, misses, but he's fouled by Marcus Bingham Jr. That's the second foul on Bingham. Now free throws coming for West Ottawa here with 5:26 to go, looking for their largest lead. Pedersen hits the free throw, and they've got it. 35-27, Panthers.
It's the first point of the game for Pedersen. Does have the ability to knock down the three. We've seen that in the games we've covered West Ottawa this season. Second free throw is good for Drew Pedersen. The seniors on the score sheet, 36-27, a 9-point lead. 8-2 run for West Ottawa out of the halftime break. Devin Boyd to the top, Austin Braun left side. Darryl Belcher's got it. Cross-court pass, Boyd catches it, comes to the ground, gets to the elbow, spins, turned away, double-teamed, finds Polakovic in the far side corner, fakes a pass, puts it down, runs the baseline, spins it out, Braun into the paint. He had a man fall near his head as he turned to shoot. I think he had Xavier Wade fall near his head. It's a foul called on West Ottawa. Well, that's got the crowd oohing and aahing. He basically just jumped over Austin Braun. Catholic Central will keep it with 4:55 to go. Second team foul on the Panthers. Been a half-court game in this one. Belcher's got it. Left side goes to the opposite side for Devin Boyd. Sends it back to the top. Austin Braun's got it. Right side bounce pass. Boyd open for three. Shoots and misses off the front of the rim. Comes down to West Ottawa. It's Xavier Wade across the timeline. Puts it down. Takes contact. Nearly got it tied up. He throws it out of bounds. He was headed to the ground. He's just a little bit out of control there. It's a turnover for West Ottawa. Grand Rapids Catholic Central gets it back with 4:32 to play. West Ottawa leads this one 36-27 over Catholic Central. It's the biggest lead of the day for the Panthers. Cougars have the basketball. It's Boyd, Belcher, Bingham, Polakovic, and Braun. Braun has it. He's going to feed it to Belcher, cutting to the hoop, throws it out of bounds. Belcher stopped on his way to the hoop. Maybe the ball was deflected. I think it was. West Ottawa got a piece of it. It goes out of bounds. It stays with Catholic Central. So West Ottawa was able to spoil the alley-oop try. They go into Devin Boyd, back to the top. Double team put on by West Ottawa to negate Marcus Bingham from a lot of these plays so far. They bounce it down to the baseline. They get it to Polakovic. Back out it goes. They get it to Belcher, left side, looking to enter it down to the paint, and we'll pull it back out. Just looks like a 2-1-2 zone defense as Bingham catches and shoots. Misses the three off the front of the rim. West Ottawa rebounds. Catholic Central ice cold to start this third quarter. This could be the difference. And this one's all said and done. They bounce it to Kavanaugh, turning against Polakovic. Bounces it to a cutting Bosma. Turns, shoots, makes it. Boy, that one hung on the rim for an eternity. Everybody waiting with bated breath. That's Tyler Bosma's bucket. Give Bosma 15 points. Here's Austin Braun now, works it in. Sends it out. Boyd kicks it to Darryl Belcher. Sends it to the far side. Bounce pass down low. Bingham got it knocked away out of bounds. I think we got a foul here on the Panthers as well. It's a Pedersen foul. It's his first, team's third. Substitution, Pedersen checks out. Jason Fairfield is back for the Panthers. Catholic Central inbounds. They're working to the basket on our left. Braun inbounds it, gets it to Mikel Bingham. Wide open, lays it up and scores it. Well, that'll just drive you crazy if you're Steve Windemuller. And now we get a timeout. West Ottawa wants to talk about it. 3:12 to go here in the third. 38-29, the Panthers of West Ottawa lead the Catholic Central Cougars right here on 107.3 WBBL.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
This is 107.3 WBBL Grand Rapids. Now back to the action.
Got a defensive game here tonight at West Ottawa High School. It's Catholic Central trailing the Panthers 38-29. West Ottawa really a big third quarter.
in which they have outscored Catholic Central 13-4. Was a three-point lead at the half. And now that lead is ballooned up to 9. West Ottawa also has the basketball. Michael Bingham, the sophomore, hit a shot to lead us to a timeout. Now the Panthers have the basketball. They've got it in the hands of Tyler Bosma. Bosma's got it. Zone defense here from Catholic Central. They're not letting him do much of anything here. Changing the look here on West Ottawa. They've got the ball right up against the timeline as Wade pulls it down. Now gets it to Hoffmeyer, who's just checked back in for the Panthers. Back to Xavier Wade. They are happy to hold the basketball now and drain some clock here. They hand it off. Now they take it away. Bosma had it poked. Austin Braun flips it over to Bingham as he overshoots him and throws it out of bounds. But I think the Panthers may have touched it last. They did. Panthers are content to shave as much time off of this clock as they possibly can. Catholic Central inbounds it to Belcher. Catch and shoot three from the corner. Off the front of the rim, Marcus Bingham grabs the rebound for Catholic Central. He's averaging 11 boards a game. Braun, the point guard with the basketball, floats it down to Polakovich. One bounce pass, shoots and scores. Counted in a foul. Got it deep into the paint, and Polakovich was able to send it home. He'll have a chance in an and one. Fouls called on Tyler Bosma. That's an issue now for West Ottawa. They have to check out their best scorer. And in comes Liam Cavanaugh to replace him. He's the only player on either side with three fouls. Polakovich gets a chance at a free throw and to make this a two-possession game, and he hits it. 38-32. West Ottawa with a six-point lead over Catholic Central. They've got the basketball with 2 minutes to go. With it is Liam Cavanaugh. Spins it back. Pedersen up top. Near side it goes. Into the game is John Hoffmeyer. They send it out. Ball in the hands of Liam Cavanaugh. Quick pass down low. Pedersen's there. Lays it up and scores. 40-32. West Ottawa with their eight-point lead once again. Marcus Bingham has it left side. Looks back to the top, sends it to Braun with his right hand. Between his legs goes Austin Braun to the far side. Down low, Belcher floats it to Polakovich, runs to the hoop, lays it up and scores. Jake Polakovich is in double figures. He's got 10. 40-34, West Ottawa by 6, 1:18 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Wehrmeyer down the lane, got blocked and fouled. It's a Jake Polakovich foul. A little bit of a late whistle there. Didn't think we'd have a Catholic Central foul, but that whistle will send Wehrmeyer to the free throw line. It's a Polakovich foul. That's number two. First free throw for Wehrmeyer is up and in. Substitution, Xavier Wade. Set to check back in. I think he'll take over for Wehrmeyer, who's shooting free throws. Here's the second free throw. He gets it, and he heads out. So Wade checks back in. That makes the score 42-34 in favor of the Panthers of West Ottawa. Catholic Central basketball. Darryl Belcher controls. Michael Bingham. Both the Bingham brothers are in right now. Michael and Marcus, Braun, Polakovich, and Belcher, the others. Braun's got it at the top, looks for Bingham right side, floats it down to Polakovich. He overshot him on his way to the hoop. Out of bounds it goes. It goes back to the Panthers. Panthers with it. Xavier Wade, crossover move, goes down the lane, flips it back out. Open three, Fairfield sinks it. Jason Fairfield gives West Ottawa their biggest lead of the day, 45-34. 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter. How about it? Catholic Central is going to bounce the basketball all the way across half court before they pick it up. 30 seconds to go. Braun around the screen. He'll get to an open space, shoot halfway down, miss the shot. West Ottawa rebounds. Hoffmeyer able to pick it up now with 18 seconds to go. What a third quarter this has turned into for West Ottawa. Xavier Wade's got it with 11 seconds. 10, we'll count it down as best we can. He's got it with 7, 6, flips it back out. Kavanaugh open three from the top, rolls it off the front of the rim, rebound. Catholic Central gets it ahead. Braun launches a long three from half court, misses it. But that's the end of quarter number three, and what a quarter it was for West Ottawa. The Panthers with a 45-34 lead over Catholic Central. Fourth quarter is next here on 107.3 WBBL.
Hey, this is Eric Zane, and it's time to nominate a high school athlete you know for the WBBL Burger King High School Athlete of the Week. If you know a high school athlete that you think is deserving, then it's time to make that nomination. Go to WBBL.com and submit the entry today. Each week, we'll select one person to be the Athlete of the Week. We'll feature their accomplishments on the radio, and they'll get a plaque. And that person may be awarded the Athlete of the Year. Make that nomination at WBBL.com. Family, friends, coaches, ADs, submit now to WBBL.com for the Burger King High School Athlete of the Week.
Your heart and vascular system demands excellence. Find it at Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, where teams of world-class specialists provide cardiovascular treatments every single day. When it's critical, discover care your heart and vascular system can depend on. It's happening here. Metro Health, University of Michigan Health. Online at metrohealthhv.net.
This is 107.3 WBBL Grand Rapids. Now, back to the action.
Fourth quarter underway here at West Ottawa High School. The Panthers lead the Grand Rapids Catholic Central Cougars 45-34. It's a big lead for West Ottawa after outscoring Catholic Central in that third quarter 17-9. Catholic Central gets the basketball to start us off in quarter number four. They go near side of Devin Boyd, who gets down the lane, shoots and misses it off the front of the rim. Boy, they just cannot hit. Their field goals have been very few and far between in this game. Rebound West Ottawa, and now they can simply just control the basketball and thus control the clock. They've got an 11-point lead, and they've got the rock in their possession. Fairfield looks to the baseline, nothing doing there. Back to Pedersen, now left side it goes. Ball in the hands of Bosma, who's checked back in. Bosma playing with three fouls, but the wider this deficit gets for Catholic Central, the less important Bosma's foul situation gets. Down the lane, out it goes. Pedersen controls and gets around a screen, had it poked away by Belcher. Gets towards the basket, lays it up, and scores. Makes the deficit back to single digits, 45-36, and now Catholic Central takes it away. Belcher pokes it from behind. Ball goes out of bounds off of West Ottawa. TJ Meerman wants a foul as his player in Devin Boyd went to the ground. But no foul is called. Catholic Central gets it back. See, this is the double-edged sword. West Ottawa simply icing the basketball in their backcourt. In it goes Darryl Belcher, a catch-and-shoot corner three, halfway down, missed it. Catholic Central cannot pull it down. It's taken by West Ottawa. But it puts West Ottawa in a position of playing not to lose rather than to win. And while they are taking some time off the clock, it does make them a little lackadaisical with the basketball. At the top, Xavier Wade dribbling away from coverage. Lost it momentarily. Goes to the far side. Fairfield, quick whip down low. And as he whipped it down to an open Tyler Bosma, his coach Steve Windemuller calls a timeout. Bosma was wide open under the hoop. He had an easy 2 points, and West Ottawa just took it away from him. It's a whistle. 6:14 to go in the game. 45-36. West Ottawa on top by 9, and with it right here on 107.3 WBBL.
Hey, animal lovers, join us Monday, March 12th for the Humane Society of West Michigan's 6th annual Paws, Claws, and Corks. Sample fine wines, enjoy taste of Grand Rapids' best restaurants, and bid on exciting packages including adventures, trips, wine, sports memorabilia, and much more. And most importantly, money raised will benefit the Humane Society of West Michigan in their mission to promote the humane treatment and responsible care of animals in our community. Get your tickets now at pawsclawsandcorks.com.
This is 107.3 WBBL Grand Rapids. Now, back to the action.
West Ottawa 45, Grand Rapids Catholic Central 36, 6:14 to go in the fourth quarter. Welcome back, Dan Hasty. Pleasure to have you with us here on this Thursday night from West Ottawa High School. West Ottawa's got the basketball, and they throw it away on the inbound. How about that? Taken away. Who else? Marcus Bingham Jr. The ball got poked away by the Panthers momentarily. Out of bounds. It stays with the Cougars. They're just trying to cut into what was an 11-point deficit. They've shrunk it to 9 here with a bucket on their last trip down the court. And now Catholic Central will try to get a little bit closer, maybe even make this a two-possession game. Austin Braun goes to the left side corner. Belcher back to the top. Far side, Bingham catch and shoot 3 from the far side. He hits it. It's a two-possession game once again. Marcus Bingham Jr. Now the West Ottawa with the basketball. They've got in the hands of Bosma. Left side, Kavanaugh. To the near side it goes. As Wehrmeyer bounces the baseline. In the hands of William Kavanaugh, being guarded by Jake Polakovich. Put it down, tried to get rid of it. Gets it to a cutting Bosma. Reverse layup, sinks it. Bosma's got 17, 47-39 the score. Boy, with the way Bingham's shooting that three, they might try to go back to him for that. Braun has it, gets knocked away in the corner, nearly lost the handle, and now we're going to get a timeout taken by Catholic Central. TJ Mierman saw his point guard trapped and double teamed, had no way out. So he calls a quick timeout with 5:15 to go. We told you that coming up after the conclusion of this game, we'll join the Big Ten tournament. They're out in New York City. We'll catch up with Rutgers in Indiana coming up a little later on. Just taking a look at bracketology. Our friend Joe Lenardi putting together who he thinks will slot where in the seedings. Even though they're number two in the nation, he's got Michigan State as a number two seed. He does have them playing in Detroit, but as part of the Midwest bracket where Xavier would be the number one seed. His other number ones, Kansas, Virginia, and Villanova. And that was updated today. He's also got Michigan in there somewhere. He's got him as a 5 seed now, who would also play in the Midwest. Oh, could you imagine Michigan and Michigan State meeting up for a chance to go to the Final Four? That's how it would currently sit up. Catholic Central basketball. Austin Braun has it left side. Gets back to Devin Boyd with it. Flips it out to the far side. Looking underneath, Braun tries to get it underneath. He gets it to Bingham, and a foul underneath on the Panthers. Who gets this call? This might be a Jason Fairfield foul. It is a Fairfield foul. Now down the lane goes Darryl Belcher. He shoots and hits it off the glass. Belcher's now with 6. Back to a two-possession game, 47-41. Down the lane, losing the handle is Bosma. They call a foul. By the way, they called Pedersen for the foul the last time down the floor. So it's a foul on the other side. Don't have it yet. There we go. It's on Austin Braun. That'll be his second. Now West Ottawa inbounds it with 4:45. They've got that 6-point lead. Quick pass underneath. Pedersen turns and scores. 6 for Pedersen, 49-41. Catholic Central trails by 8. Trying to avoid snapping a 14-game winning streak. A kickball's called on West Ottawa, a 4.5 to play. Don't forget, after this game, we'll run back some of the highlights of this contest in our High School Hoops post-game show. We'll also declare our player of the game. Here's a quick bounce pass in. Polakovich lost the handle out of bounds, but it goes. They're calling it Catholic Central basketball, but the referees are going to get together and discuss this, and they reverse the call. Goes back to the Panthers with 4:28 to go. Substitution, Jason Fairfield comes out. Xavier Wade back in for West Ottawa. So now they can simply just kill the clock. Catholic Central imploring some full court pressure defense here. Bosma's got it in the backcourt. They're calling for that 10 count. They finally get it across just ahead of a 10-second violation. Pedersen right side. Bosma's got it. This is where they might just simply ice the basketball in the backcourt. Now we get a foul on Catholic Central. They had a foul to give. That's the first foul on Belcher. No free throws for West Ottawa, but that does take away the fouls to give. Panthers have it. Xavier Wade at the top. Catholic Central might become a little more aggressive defensively here. See if they can get a steal or two. Around some contact. Kavanaugh pitches it out. Pedersen a corner three. Halfway down, pops out. Catholic Central rebounds it. That would have been a dagger had West Ottawa hit that. Left side, Devin Boyd has it. Trying to get it out to Bingham. Out of bounds it goes. It'll stay with Catholic Central with 3:45 to play. They try to find Bingham on the baseline. They really haven't had a chance to get Bingham loose. He's only got 14 points in this game, and a lot of that came in the first half. They'll flip it into Marcus Bingham near the timeline. Bingham to Austin Braun. 49-41, West Ottawa with an 8-point lead. 3.5 to go in the game. Bingham's got it, left side. Looking underneath, wants Polakovic. Sidearm bounce pass, gets it. Runs the baseline, lays it up and scores. Polakovic and Bingham have been the two most responsible here today. Bosma takes a spill. We get a Catholic Central foul on the opposite side. It's a Marcus Bingham foul. That's his third. So there are five team fouls on both sides. Bosma went down in a heap on that particular play. They weren't too fond in that black hole student section for West Ottawa of how that one looked. But everybody's okay. 3:22 to go. It's a 6-point West Ottawa lead. 49-43. Catholic Central really needs a stop. They need to get the Panthers to shoot it. They get it down to Xavier Wade. Turn, shoots, scores. Found himself wide open, and Xavier Wade was able to cash it in. 51-43. Catholic Central needs buckets. They get it down low to Polakovic. Has room, shoots, misses, but he's fouled. And Jake Polakovic will go to the free throw line for Catholic Central. Well, nothing else. What this does is that it stops the clock with 2:59 to go. That foul's on Liam Kavanaugh. First on Liam Kavanaugh. And that brings us to a timeout with 2:59 to go. 51-43 West Ottawa by 8. We'll come back with a finish after this on 107.3 WBBL.
It's time to get twisted at Twisted Rooster. From the Southwest Nachos, Loaded Stuffed Tater Tots, Twisted Mac and Cheese, Fish Tacos, and Twisted Turkey Burger, along with their famous cocktails, you're bound to get hooked. The menu's combination of dynamic flavors, paired with a mission for uncommon hospitality, will keep you coming back. Check out what's cooking by joining the eClub to receive exclusive specials and restaurant news. Sign up at twisted-rooster.com. Simply impeccable food and drinks at Twisted Rooster on the East Belt Line in Grand Rapids.
This is 107.3 WBBL Grand Rapids. Now, back to the action.
2:59 to play, fourth quarter. 51-43 West Ottawa with an 8-point lead over Catholic Central. Dan Hasty along with you. Marcus Bradman has the night off, although he is checking in every so often. We'll see if Grand Rapids Catholic Central has one more run to tighten this score up. They do have one of their better scorers, Jake Polakovic, at the free throw line. He gets a couple of free throws here. So he'll get a chance to make this a two-possession game. The big man's first free throw rolls off the back of the rim. He missed it. It's a big miss. They can't make it a two-possession game any longer. Polakovic at the line. He's got 12 this evening. His second free throw halfway down. Popped out, but an offensive rebound. Belcher's there to lay it up and score. Well, they needed that in a big way. Back we go. Two-possession game. 51-45. Full court pressure defense. Panthers, all they can do to get it across half court, they do. Now they've got numbers the other way. Bounce pass down. Hoffmeyer out. Xavier Wade sizes up the three. Thinks about it. Passes it up. Goes right side to Liam Kavanaugh. And now Catholic Central has either got a foul or find a way to come up with a steal. Bosma's got it. They always look for somebody to cut to the hoop in these situations. They get it down. Kavanaugh runs into the paint. Out it goes. Wade a three. Rattles it home. Xavier Wade. He's got 9. It's a 9-point lead for West Ottawa. 54-45. Darryl Belcher's got it. That's a big three for Wade. Got a lot of contact, ran up a shot, missed it. West Ottawa rebounds with 2 minutes to go. Ahead it goes, Xavier Wade lost the handle momentarily, picks it back up, quick pass down low. Tyler Bosma's there to lay it up and in. 56-45. And that might be too much for Catholic Central to come back from here tonight. Far side, Bingham to Braun. Mile-long three-point try. Missed everything. Catholic Central grabbed the loose ball. Polakovic back to Braun. Over to Marcus Bingham. He'll launch a three of his own. Halfway down, came out. Offensive rebound. Michael Bingham's there to lay it back up and in. And we get a whistle and a timeout. With 1:28 to play and a 9-point West Ottawa lead. 56-47 over Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Told you that the conclusion of this ball game will go to Indiana and Rutgers as part of the Big Ten tournament. They're playing at Madison Square Garden. Tomorrow at noon, MSU is in action. They've got the Wisconsin Badgers right here on WBBL. Told you about the bracketology update. They have Michigan State in there as a 2 seed. It's still a bit of a surprise, but that's not the tournament committee themselves. It's just simply bracketology. They've got Michigan as a number 5 seed, who would face Louisiana out in San Diego, but as part of the Midwest region. Taking a look at some of the other names of interest in that bracket. Number 1 seeds, Virginia, Villanova, Kansas, and Xavier. They've got Xavier in ahead of Michigan State, even though the Spartans are ranked higher in the top 25 polls, no matter where you look. Had a timeout there from Catholic Central after they got the bucket from Michael Bingham, made it a 9-point deficit. Cougars still have their work cut out for them. Panthers back to the court. They'll have the basketball, and you know Catholic Central is going to push that full court pressure defense, maybe make them get across half court before they start fouling. Panthers basketball, and now we get a whistle. Down goes, I think, Bosma. No, they sent Hoffmeyer to the ground, and we get a whistle and a foul before the inbound. Austin Braun called for a foul. That's his 6th. That's his 3rd, beg your pardon. Team's 6th. If you get 6 fouls in a high school game, somebody lost count. Panthers of the basketball. Bosma inbounds it to Xavier Wade. Now they got to try to advance it across half court, and they do. Now, the only way Catholic Central can stop the clock is by committing a foul. And they do. Daryl Belcher bumps Xavier Wade near the timeline. They wanted to trap him. They had him in the far side corner between the out-of-bounds line and the half-court line. But Belcher gets called for the foul, and that starts us off playing the free throw game. Belcher's 2nd foul. Free throw's coming for Xavier Wade. Substitution for Catholic Central. Devin Boyd checks out. Jake Polakovic checks back in. Xavier Wade's got 9. His first free throw rolls around. He missed it, but an offensive rebound for West Ottawa. Liam Cavanaugh went up between Polakovic and Bingham. I don't know how in the world he was able to pull that one down. Panthers have it. They go near side. They throw it away. Taken back by Catholic Central. Marcus Bingham spins around the defender. Now he sends Michael Bingham to the ground. Catholic Central was looking for a timeout, and Catholic Central gets the timeout. Marcus Bingham started frantically calling for timeout with his brother rolling around trying to protect the basketball. West Ottawa is not a huge fan of that, but it does keep Catholic Central with the possession with 59 and a half seconds to go in regulation. Cougars got a lot of work to do. 56-47 West Ottawa with a lead over the Cougars right here on 107.3 WBBL.
Auto Gas gives you peace of mind. The others just give you gas. Propane gas will warm your home or your fire or your grill. Nothing else will do the job like good old propane will. Buy from those you trust, cause safety is a must. Auto Gas gives you peace of mind. The others just give you gas.
This is 107.3 WBBL Grand Rapids. Now back to the action.
Well, you can really tell here with 59 and a half seconds to go in the game, West Ottawa leading Catholic Central 56-47, that the Panthers, they got a very, very tough lesson here against East Kentwood a couple of weeks ago, part of that 56-53 loss against East Kentwood, but the last couple of games, they've started to really blow out their opponents. We started to see them have more success. Catholic Central basketball. Jake Polakovich gets it on the left baseline, gets it to a cutting Bingham, back out to Braun. Flips it baseline. Bingham, or rather, that's Michael. Catch and shoot, misses it, but underneath we get a whistle and a foul. Who's the foul on? It's the question now. This might be against West Ottawa. Oh, it is. It's on Tyler Bosma. That's his fourth foul. 45 seconds to go, and that's the seventh foul on West Ottawa. So it puts Catholic Central back to the free throw line. Jake Polakovich gets another chance. A 1-1. Here's his first free throw. He hits it. So Polakovich comes in. Now a substitution. Now hold on a second. We've got two referees talking to one another. What in the world's going on here? I think Polakovich maybe just received a technical foul? Not exactly sure. I've never seen that before. They took it off the board. Oh, it's a lane violation. So that wipes out the free throw basket. Here's Tyler Bosma with the basketball. Hands to Liam Cavanaugh. He gets bumped and fouled with 35 seconds to go. So a timeout is called with 35 seconds to go. That was a very bizarre sequence there as Polakovich shot a free throw. It was the front end of the 1-1. He made the shot, but perhaps somebody was in the lane. So 56-47 is our score. And now a timeout taken by West Ottawa. They've got the basketball. Still have a couple of timeouts in their back pocket as T.J. Meerman goes over his play calls with his team and the huddle to our left. Steve Windemuller getting his team ready for what they hope to be a long run through the MHSAA tournament. You know they've got as good a chance as anybody to end up in East Lansing when all is said and done that third week of March. Panthers basketball down and to our right. Xavier Wade to inbound it, looking for a timeout. Now he gets one as the 5-second count was set to expire. That's a very smart play by Xavier Wade. Didn't want to risk a turnover with a nine-point lead, rather, and 35 seconds to go. Only loss of the season for Catholic Central came against Godwin Heights, and that was a blowout win. Godwin won that one 76-58, but ever since, Catholic Central had been rolling over anybody they had played. As a matter of fact, the closest point spread of any of their victories was 19 points. So they are winning every game by at least 19, and I'll tell you what, Catholic Central probably is best served to have a little bit of a lesson here tonight rather than have to figure that out in the playoffs. It's a tough lesson to get. Student section, the black hole chanting, get your hat, coat, and leave. Inbound goes to the backcourt. It's taken away. Jake Polakovich brought it down like a wide receiver. What a play from Polakovich. Ball is poked out of bounds by the Panthers, and it will stay with Catholic Central. Boy, Polakovich had to turn into a linebacker. He had to lay a hit, grab the basketball, which he put himself in the best position to grab. 28.9 to go, 56-47. Catholic Central has it. Austin Braun gets in, shoots a three off the back of the rim, misses it. Rebound Catholic Central, but they throw it to West Ottawa with 19 seconds to go. Now they throw it away. They get it to Belcher, who turns, spins, shoots, and scores with 12 seconds to play. Across the timeline goes Xavier Wade, And now a timeout called by Steve Windemuller with 7.7 seconds to go. I think if he doesn't call the timeout, the clock simply expires and the game is over. But it is senior day. And now that the game is safely in hand, he is telling all of his seniors to get in there for one last time here with 7.5 seconds to go. That's a very, very admirable move there by Steve Windemuller. And now all the parents are standing up to cheer for these kids. 56-49 our score. West Ottawa with a 7-point lead over Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Postgame show is just moments away. This has been everything this game was supposed to be here tonight. You expected these two teams to play a very tight game. That third quarter was the difference as West Ottawa got the 19-7 stanza that they needed to take the big lead and to make this one look easy. Here's a three, and on the top of the key, the Panthers hit the shot as time expires. A three there as they make the bucket, and the game comes to an end. I believe that was Sean Kavanaugh knocking it down to end the contest. 59-49, your final score here tonight. West Ottawa gets the win over Catholic Central and breaks the Cougars' 14-game winning streak. Postgame show is next right here on 107.3 WBBL.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
Hey, this is Eric Zane, and it's time to nominate a high school athlete you know for the WBBL Burger King High School Athlete of the Week. If you know a high school athlete that you think is deserving, then it's time to make that nomination. Go to WBBL.com and submit the entry today. Each week, we'll select one person to be the Athlete of the Week. We'll feature their accomplishments on the radio, and they'll get a plaque. And that person may be awarded the Athlete of the Year. Make that nomination at WBBL.com. Family, friends, coaches, ADs, submit now to WBBL.com for the Burger King High School Athlete of the Week.
Your heart and vascular system demands excellence. Find it at Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, where teams of world-class specialists provide cardiovascular treatments every single day. When it's critical, discover care your heart and vascular system can depend on. It's happening here. Metro Health, University of Michigan Health. Online at metrohealthhv.net.
Hey, animal lovers, join us Monday, March 12th for the Humane Society of West Michigan's 6th annual Paws, Claws, and Corks. Sample fine wines, enjoy tastes of Grand Rapids' best restaurants, and bid on exciting packages including adventures, trips, wine, sports memorabilia, and much more. And most importantly, money raised will benefit the Humane Society of West Michigan in their mission to promote the humane treatment and responsible care of animals in our community. Get your tickets now at pawsclawsandcorks.com.
It's time to get twisted at Twisted Rooster. From the Southwest Nachos, Loaded Stuffed Tater Tots, Twisted Mac and Cheese, Fish Tacos, and Twisted Turkey Burger, along with their famous cocktails, you're bound to get hooked. The menu's combination of dynamic flavors, paired with a mission for uncommon hospitality, will keep you coming back. Check out what's cooking by joining the E-Club to receive exclusive specials and restaurant news. Sign up at twisted-rooster.com. Simply impeccable food and drinks at Twisted Rooster on the East Beltline in Grand Rapids.
Alto Gas gives you peace of mind. The others just give you gas. Propane gas will warm your home or your fire or your grill. Nothing else will do the job like good old propane will. Buy from those you trust, cause safety is a must. Alto Gas gives you peace of mind, the others just give you gas.
Let's head back to the court for the MetroHealth postgame show brought to you by MetroHealth Sports Medicine. Open Saturday mornings to see your athlete. Don't wait until Monday. And by Celebration Cinema and the Celebration Cinema Player of the Game. Celebration Cinema, where story happens. Once again, here's Dan Hasty and Marcus Bradman.
Welcome back, everybody. Final score, West Ottawa 59-49 winner over Grand Rapids Catholic Central here tonight. This is our High School Hoops postgame show. Dan Hasty, pleasure to have you back with us after a big win for West Ottawa, one they certainly needed. They improved to 18-2 on the season, and this was a win to kind of be a statement victory as they get themselves to 18-2. Grand Rapids Catholic Central falls to 18-2 on the year. They also have their 14-game winning streak snapped. Let's listen back to some of the highlights of this contest. First, we'll take you back to the second quarter. It was a pretty even Steven first 8 minutes of play, but in the second, Grand Rapids Catholic Central able to take their first lead by who else? Marcus Bingham Jr., the future Michigan State Spartan. Marcus Bingham has it left side. He'll fire a mile long three, and it's good. Marcus Bingham, one of the top players in the state, hits the long gun. Made it 17-16 momentarily. Catholic Central, the leads that they had were few and far between, but they were able to keep the game relatively close. Fast forward, third quarter. They came into the third quarter of this game. West Ottawa held a three-point lead, 28-25, and then in the third quarter, it was all Panthers. Here's Bosma and Xavier Wade. These two met up, and really both of these two have really kind of led the way for West Ottawa this year. It's Tyler Bosma who is playing baseball at the next level, but he is the best scorer on the basketball team. He's actually going to Miami of Ohio. Xavier Wade, the second leading scorer on this team, is actually headed to play college football and basketball at Ferris State. Well, these two teamed up for a big play in the third. On a steal, Bosma ahead, way down the lane, slams it home. That was all Bosma getting it ahead to Wade, who was able to slam it down with two hands. 32-25, Catholic Central down by seven. That would be where the spread would pretty much stay the entirety of the game. It was 32-25 at that time. They actually opened up. West Ottawa had at one time an 11-point lead over Grand Rapids Catholic Central, but then it was the Cougars finding ways to fight back. Fourth quarter we go. It was Darryl Belcher keeping his team in the late stages. Second free throw halfway down, popped out with an offensive rebound. Belcher's there to lay it up and score. Well, they needed that in a big way. Back we go. Two possession game, 51-45. And that would be as close as Grand Rapids Catholic Central would go. Catholic Central had a few more opportunities, but just really struggled with their shot all night while West Ottawa was able to make the Cougars pay. Enter Tyler Bosma to put a cap on this contest. Ahead it goes, Xavier Wade lost the handle momentarily, picks it back up, quick pass down low, Tyler Bosma's there to lay it up and in, 56-45. And that might be too much for Catholic Central to come back from here tonight. Final score 59-49 as West Ottawa picks up one of its biggest wins of the entire season on their home court. What a way to finish out the regular season. Talk about all kinds of momentum on West Ottawa's side going in to the playoffs. That's a listen back to our highlights. We'll take a timeout. We'll crown our player of the game. We'll also give you some of those stats right after this. Final score, West Ottawa 59, Catholic Central 49, right here on SVS, rather on 107.3 WBBL.
Huge here from the Huge Show that airs weekdays at 3 right here on 107.3 in downtown Grand Rapids. We also have the Huge Radio Network with 13 stations across the state, so wherever you're traveling or if you have friends living across Michigan, go to thehugeshow.net to find the station that carries the Huge Show weekday afternoons at 3. You can also follow us on Twitter at Huge Show, on Facebook and Instagram. Search The Huge Show and get the free app to listen on your phone at thehugeshow.net.
Your heart and vascular system demands excellence. Find it at MetroHealth, University of Michigan Health, where teams of world-class specialists provide cardiovascular treatments every single day. When it's critical, discover care your heart and vascular system can depend on. It's happening here. MetroHealth, University of Michigan Health. Online at metrohealthhv.net.
This is 107.3 WBBL Grand Rapids. Now, back to the action.
Welcome back. It's our high school hoops post-game show. Final score, West Ottawa over Grand Rapids Catholic Central tonight, 59-49. Let's go ahead and take a look at the stat totals for both of these sides. Leading the way for both teams, highest score in this contest was Tyler Bosma. He finished with 17 points. Liam Cavanaugh chipped in with a double-digit performance. Their post player finished with 10. Xavier Wade had 9. 3 points for Sean Cavanaugh and 2 for John Hoffmeyer. Also, Nick Wehrmeyer chipped in with 5 points. 6 for Drew Pedersen and 3 for Jason Fairfield. On the Catholic Central side, 14 points for Marcus Bingham Jr., one of the candidates for Mr. Basketball in the state of Michigan, was held in check by West Ottawa here tonight. Jake Polakovich chipped in with 13 points. Daryl Belcher had 8. 5 for Austin Braun. Mikel Bingham also chipped in with 6 points in this contest for Catholic Central. So that's a look at some of the numbers from this contest here tonight. Our player of the game, you know, we'll give this to Tyler Bosma because he was really everything that West Ottawa needed, especially in the crunch time spots, and he got the baskets when they needed them most. It was Tyler Bosma's 17 points to lead all scorers in this contest, and West Ottawa to a 59-49 win over Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Well, keep it tuned right here to 107.3 WBBL. We are just getting started. The high school playoffs, the MHSAA tournament, begins on Monday. We expect to be with you throughout the majority of next week, if not Monday, but at least Wednesday and Friday, or some combination of Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So we look forward to bringing you all the action here as we keep close tabs on the Grand Rapids teams as they pursue a trip to East Lansing. We got a chance to go there last year. Covenant Christian went, as did Grand Rapids Christian. Who will it be this season? Sending us out to the Breslin Center. We can't wait. We hope you join us right here on 107.3 WBBL. But that will wrap us up here from West Ottawa High School. Before we do that, why don't we pause 10 seconds momentarily to allow our station to identify itself right here on 107.3 WBBL.
The home for CBS Sports Radio, your West Michigan sports leader. 107.3 WBBL-FM, Greenville, Grand Rapids, a Cumulus station.
Back here at West Ottawa High School, our player of the game, Tyler Bosma, here tonight after picking up 17 points in a 59-49 win over Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Keep it tuned to WBBL.com. We'll give you the schedule and the plans for us, where we'll be and when we'll be there. We hope you join us along the ride to the Breslin Center. It all continues starting next week. And until then, we thank everybody who made this broadcast possible, as that'll wrap things up here from West Ottawa High School. For our producer tonight, Joe Bilecki, back in our Grand Rapids studios, my name is Dan Hasty, reminding you the final score tonight, 59-49. West Ottawa with a win over Catholic Central here tonight. Until next week, we say so long, everybody. The playoffs are next.
The 107.3 WBBL High School Basketball Game of the Week has been brought to you by Vanderlaan Home Improvement, the home experts, by Metro Health Sports Medicine, open Saturday mornings to see your athlete, Burger King, and the Burger King High School Athlete of the Week, Celebration Cinema, where story happens, by J&H Family Stores, fueling West Michigan since 1969. Weller Self-Serve Auto Parts, 2525 Chicago Drive in Grand Rapids. And by O'Connor Shoes, selling quality comfort shoes and work boots for over 50 years in downtown Greenville. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the 107.3 WBBL High School Basketball Game of the Week. We now return you to our regular programming.